Shaq had to walk off the show, his NBA show on TNT with Charles Barkley, Ernie Johnson, and Kenny Smith, because he had to go number two. It was live on TV.
The other thing about Kawhi is,
you're all right, big fella?
Yeah, I know.
No.
Go ahead. Keep talking, Jeff.
Yeah, okay. We're on TV.
I know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's that olive oil.
You know, it's that. He got up gingerly, and he kind of put his hand to steady himself on the desk. I'm like, oh, I know that.
Oh,
where you're like,
boy.
He's clenching. He's worried. He has all the looks.
Does he have IBS?
Well, they explain what they think happened.
Been drinking.
I know. Hey, take some
They said been drinking olive oil.
Ugh.
Matches with you.
Let me start over since I interrupted.
The other thing about Kawhi is,
you all right, big fella?
Yeah, I know. Go ahead. Keep talking, Jeff.
Yeah, we on TV.
I know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's that olive oil you've been drinking.
I know.
Hey, take some matches with you.
Hey, listen, he couldn't hold it. After 40, you can't hold it no
that's
more.
That's a first.
You can't hold it.
Unless
you been drinking the olive oil.
You know what?
Olive oil to clean his gut. It's cleaning his gut.
Oh, boy.
Hey, listen.
I just hope we got enough matches around
Please
here.
Please turn his mic off. That's all I'm saying.
Drinking that water.
So he came back and he's trying to say it because he had to pee.
Uh-huh.
And no one believes
no.
him.
Oh,
I would have just embraced it.
Yeah.
So damn much.
So what do you mean?
Finish your point so we can go to break.
We waiting on you, fool.
I'm sitting there like, shut the hell up and hurry up. Sorry about that, America.
That's why it's the best sports show. Because it's not about, most of it's not about sports.
Yeah.
They're just ridiculous together.
That's the worst feeling.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, I got a Ring camera for first time ever.
Uh-huh.
Took a long, I don't know why.
Do you find yourself just watching it now just to see?
Or like waiting until my son walks up and I say something to him to scare him or whatever.
That's the best.
But I had to get it mounted and there's something I was trying to get. So I stopped by Tractor Supply Store because I figured they'd have some mounting stuff.
Uh-huh.
And when I got walked in, it was like, it just hit me. And I'm like, no, there's no way they have a bathroom here. And I saw a sign, restrooms in the back. I half walk sprinted and barely made it. It was horrific.
Would you like to publicly apologize to them, please?
Because I did buy something from their store. But I was like, this was bad. And of course, no one goes to the bathroom of the Tractor Supply Store. I'm in there. And then, of course, as soon as the mayhem starts, some guy walks in.
Oh, it's the worst.
But he had the same problem because he sat down. And I'm like, oh, here we go. So it was like dueling pianos for a little bit. But anyway.
Somebody that has IBS, I'm always on the lookout, no matter where I go, because I have the opposite IBS as Katie does. Katie can't go. I can go at any given moment, and it flares up different times of the year. I always look, no matter where I am. Where's the closest bathroom? Is it going to be clean? And I, in my head, I know too where to go if I'm in a bad spot.
Yeah, you got to.
This is not right. It's not right. I'm aware, but I just feel compelled to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I understand Jason's ailment, like with the IBS, but when I hear Jared tell me stuff like that, I get angry because I know that he does it to himself. Like with the food that you eat and the diet that you keep and the way that you treat your body.
Katie is constantly blaming
victims. For a fact that it is the mistreatment of your body that you do. And it's not like for, I don't know. I told you it wasn't right. I told you
no,
it wasn't right.
No, I get it, Katie.
But
I
blame
I'm
you.
I'm not surprised.
And I think to myself.
If it was Matt, you'd be like, well, no. I know you took Ozempic and that actually caused you to shit.
Well,
you
went
everywhere. Fantastic going
would.
Number two.
No,
yeah,
it would be.
I'm going to smell his number twos.
No, you don't.
What did you eat before?
I had a sandwich from Sticks and Stones.
Uh-huh. And then,
it was the best sandwich I've ever had in my life.
How many lunches was that yesterday?
Well, it was kind of a snack lunch here. I didn't eat the chicken here because I heard complaints.
Interesting.
But
not answering the question.
So I guess it'd be one and a half, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was delicious. It's the best sandwich I've ever had in my life.
The point is you will come to work and you will take a 20 to 30 minute bathroom break and be like, oh, it was the Taco Bell I ate at 1 o'clock.
Oh, no, I've done stuff
or whatever.
It's like I'll have Indian food and then for lunch and I'll have Chipotle for dinner. And I'm like, I did that to myself.
You did it to yourself.
Oh, no, 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 I know.
I don't know why. It just makes me angry.
So when Matt taking Ozempic, that makes you poop, does it make you angry?
This isn't about Matt. This is about you.
I know, because
I don't talk about it this way.
This is about you.
No, I know, but I'm not surprised because you have different rules for everybody.
I do, 100%, as we all do.
Jason can say the same thing as Matt says, and he's like the worst person.
As we all do.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
This.
No, but I do bring it upon myself a lot of times.
This whole segment by saying it's not right, but it's how I feel.
Yeah, no, I mean, and it was gruesome yesterday. Bad. I felt bad for the Tractor Supply store. Although their employees were very nice, because I was trying to find something. They had one left.
And that's what you do
this
to them.
This poor guy, he was like a teenager. I was like, you don't have to help me anymore. He's like, no, I'm going to find it for you. And it took like 20 minutes, but he looked everywhere for this one thing.
Gross, gross human being.
Yeah, I am. And Katie, you know what's even grosser?
He's going to bat. He's going to.
No, you're
gonna,
you know what's even grosser? The fact that you have poop in your stomach for a week at a time.
Believe me. I wish I didn't.
And I feel bad for you. I don't blame you for the way your body's constructed.
I blame you.
I don't blame you for your constipation. No, I've definitely brought upon myself. But Chipotle, I don't know. Every time I do it, I forget. In the morning, I'm like, and I get extra hot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There's only so much I can do.
Somewhat satisfying when it comes
out. That's
enough. The sting.
That's
like,
a good stop.
Gosh.
So, Matt, you have been on Ozempic for over a year, so I know because I have friends on it where it's like, boom, when it hits, it hits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially when you first start. I'm at the point now where it doesn't hit that way.
Oh, good.
But when you're first starting and you're really losing the weight, it just, depending on what you eat, it just hits you. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's the bottom, sometimes it's throwing up. I mean, it just, it depends on what hits you and how.
I've heard that it makes some people very nauseous.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there were times when I would be woken up at 1, 2 in the morning with my stomach, and I would have to sprint to the bathroom to be able to make it.
Oh, wow.
Throw up?
Both.
Oh.
Really? Is it mostly like, was it waterish?
Yeah. Okay. During those times, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is it because it sits there for a while? I don't understand how it works exactly.
I don't understand the diarrhea.
The way that it works, depending on what you eat, a lot of times, for different people, it's different things. For me, it was some sugars, but like specifically anything that was like Oreo makeup, Oreo flavored, like cookies and cream.
I like you have a whole segment of Oreo stuff.
Oreo.
If it was Oreo flavored something.
But like if you eat like an Oreo cookie or cookies and cream milkshake or ice cream or something, for some reason, that combination, I could eat an entire piece of cheesecake and be fine. I could have one Oreo and it would set me off.
I see.
It made no sense to me, but it was any time I had that specific cookies and cream.
Maybe it's the cream, the filler cream or something.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
So it's kind of like you have like dry kindling in your body or you have like gasoline in your body and then certain things just make it explode.
And the Oreo was the match.
I got you.
Regardless. It was just so weird because I could eat. You know, an ice cream cone and be fine. I could have a regular milkshake and be fine. Mm-hmm. One Oreo cookie and I'm in the bathroom for 2 hours.
Interesting.
That's crazy.
And it's very painful. I mean, if it's the same thing as you're talking about with me, it's painful to the point where it's like I can't even function. It's pain. It's hurt. It's physical pain.
Like stabbing in your stomach.
Yes. And then there's the kind, I get this a lot, that comes in waves and it has to do with, spastic colon is where it comes in waves where it's like, oh my God, ow, 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 ow. And then it stops. And it's going to come. I know it's going to come in another minute. Ow, ow. Like that.
I think I'd take my constipation. I would take it 1,000 times
it
over.
It hurts, though.
Oh, no.
I don't like yours
well,
either.
Over that, yeah. I would rather,
over,
I don't know.
Over I've been, that? No, thank you. That's pain.
Many a places where it's the wrong time. Please, no. And if I'm nervous about something, like court one time, I had to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible.
Yeah. I think I don't think I realized until maybe this year or last year that and I love my job, but it's the triggering effect. I thought it was just more on a schedule, but it's I'm not like that when I'm at home. I don't have to wake up 4 a.m. to poop.
No, but you're,
as soon as I get here, I think there's like a slight anxiety because I want the show to go well or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That I didn't realize that makes me it like triggers it. Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, like I think like, it's also a routine.
As soon as I walk into the building, I'm like. Like, I have to go.
I guess.
But there's a routine
to
that.
I don't want
to
wake up. I don't have to go right away.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's a routine to that. So maybe that's your body kind of getting in this routine.
Maybe.
I do know this. As soon as I drink a sip of coffee, and there's been no evidence, I don't think, that links this. Okay, all of a sudden I have to go now.
This is a routine.
Yeah. Okay, maybe so.